Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Obviously, you came back this season. You know, there's got to be a lot of emotions tied in there. You know, what was that experience like, just even beyond football? Just kind of getting back, because New Orleans is a place, right? You know, there are cities, there are teams, but then New Orleans is a place.
It's a city and it's a place with its own tradition, its own heritage, its own vibe, its own energy. So just to be able to, more than just coming back to New Orleans Saints, like just being coming back to the city. When I came back, man, just people, friends who I have for a lifetime now that I developed over my first 8 years here were just overjoyed, just calling me like so happy. So much energy, so thankful. And I was feeling the same way. Everybody was like telling me, thank you. I'm like telling them, I'm like, well, thank you. Like, I'm glad to be back. You know what I mean? Like just the energy coming back to the Saints, coming back to a place that drafted me, where I spent 8 years, where I met my wife, where I had my first three kids, where I became a man, you know what I mean? And just so much success, so much great memories, just to be able to come back to the Saints, come back to the city. The Saints and the city of New Orleans are one heartbeat. They go hand in hand, man. So just the energy and the love you get from the city, whether you're at the gas pump, whether you're at the grocery store, whether you're at the movie theater, whether you're out to eat, like the energy and the love that you get from the city is just second to none. And I missed that, man. And I was just so happy to come back and receive that love and be able to give that love back to, because I missed the Saints. I missed the city. And it's a special place, to my heart, a special place to my family. So it's just what an amazing chance to be able to come back. And obviously we fell short being able to go to the playoffs and, you know, shoot for that title. But I'm here for another year. That's the same mission, you know, bringing Lombardi back to the city.
Are the kids still calling it McNorlands?
Yes, yes. I want to go back to McNorlands. I'm like, all right, you going back to McNorlands. my second baby girl, she – I tell her like, okay, we go on vacation anywhere, like, yeah, you know, go anywhere you want, like pick one, like we'll go as a fam. She's like, I want to go to McNorlands. I'm like, what? Like, you can go anywhere you want to go to McNorlands. But yeah, it was great. And that's her nickname for the city.
I enjoy it. I always have a good time with it. Okay, so obviously you knew this question was coming. You know, obviously I think Sean Payton's decision, while not being completely out of left field, you know, I think it caught a lot of people by surprise, especially I think Streif said that, you know, the coaches found out about 30 minutes before everybody else. You know, what was your kind of initial reaction to that news?
Man, it was crazy. It kind of caught everybody off guard, but man, this business is a tough business, man. And anytime you get to go out on your own terms, I think that's a blessing. And he and Coach Payton got to do that, man. And obviously everyone has to do what's best for them and their family at the time and at the moment in time. And I just hope and wish the best for him and his family at this point in time in this next chapter of his life, man. I know whatever Coach Payton does when he makes changes, he has some type of plan, some type of strategy on what's going to happen. So I'm looking forward to see what's in the future for him, what the future holds for him. I know it'll be all good things because he's a great guy and he's a competitor and he always wants to do the best and be the best. So whatever it is, I know he's going to do great at it. I'm appreciative of him, thankful for him. He drafted me 2011, helped me become a better professional football player, helped me become a better man, develop into a better man the 8 years I was with him. And he brought me back, and I'm just thankful for everything he's done for me in my career. And I love him. I support him. Wish him the best. I always got his back, man. So congrats to Sean, Coach Sean, on a legendary coaching career, Super Bowl champ, changed the whole culture, changed the city. You know, definitely his legacy will live on in the Saints forever.
Have you got a chance to speak yet? Or, you know, are there any conversations that you wouldn't mind sharing?
I texted him like, man, just checking on you, man. Hope you're doing well. Congratulations. Wish you blessings, health, wealth, success to you and yours in this next chapter of your life. He's like, thanks, man. We're going to talk this week. I'm like, all right, cool. Yeah, we'll get on the phone and talk when everything calms down for you. I know your phone's going crazy. I know life's probably hectic right now for you. So when stuff calms down, we'll get on the phone and talk and wrap it up. But that's my guy, man. I know I could reach out to him. He knows he could reach out to me. It's just it's mutual love, mutual respect.
Now, I think this is something you could speak to kind of from a unique perspective in that I think anytime you coach somewhere for, you know, 16 years, you have to kind of adapt a lot just because the world changes around you and you have to continue with it. And I'm just curious, you know, from your time here in, you know, the early 2010s versus, you know, when you came back this year, you know, what would you say was the most significant thing that you noticed that, you know, this is different. You know, this is something that's changed. This is something that I don't remember.
Till now, I think he was just a little bit more relaxed, a little bit more calm. He still had that intensity Sunday, still had that intensity in practice, the attention to detail, getting things right, installing and meetings. He still had intensity, but I think he was just a little bit more calm, a little bit more chill, still, you know, joking around with guys, having fun with guys. I think over time, good people over the years, they develop into a better version of themselves. You know what I mean? And I think from the time that I was drafted there in 2011 till now, I think he just kind of developed to a better version of himself each and every year. And from 2011 till now, I just think he just kind of was comfortable with where he was at, with where his feet were at, with the team, with how he coached the team, with how he handled players. How he coached the game and the process of becoming winners and the process of becoming champions. I think he was real comfortable and confident in his abilities and what it took to get there. So obviously I think he just became a better version of himself over time.
I think that makes sense. And, you know, I wasn't here. I've only been covering the team for the last couple of years, but I go back and I watch some of the clips, some of the interviews from earlier in his career. And it does seem like a different guy. And did that kind of filter into the locker room a bit? It seems like, you know, from dance parties in the locker room to whatever it is, just seems like the atmosphere around the team has become a lot more, I don't want to say player oriented, because I think it was always player oriented, but it seems like it's been like the fun of it all has been embraced a little bit more in the recent years. I'm curious what you would say about that.
I think it's just so hard to win in this league, and you put in so much work and so much time throughout the week preparing for a game, preparing to make plays, preparing for situations. When those situations arise and you capitalize on them and they work and the play works and somebody makes a big play, a big run, a big catch, a big tackle, a big interception, a big sack, a field goal, a punt to pin somebody back, somebody going down and making a tackle to tackle them on the 2-3 yard line. You know what I mean? I think those need to be celebrated because it's so hard to make those plays in this league. When you get victories in this league, it's so hard. Teams are so good. Players are so good. Coaches are so good. That it is hard to get victories in this league. And I think Sean just over the course of the years learned to appreciate that, learned to admire that, and learned to celebrate that. And we as a whole team learned to love that, learned to appreciate that, learned to celebrate that. So after a win, it's not like we haven't been there, we haven't done that, because we have. But it's celebrating one another, being with your guys, being with your coaches. They put in so many hours putting in game plans for us. We put in so many hours preparation, taking care of our bodies, away from our families. So we all need to celebrate each other and have fun when we're winning, when we're doing good, when you see your friend make plays, when Sean calls a play in the red zone that he said was going to score on Friday, and it does. You know, we high five, we hug each other, like we love each other, we embrace and cherish that moment. So I think over the years, I think Sean just learned to embrace those moments, celebrate those moments with your people, and I think that resonated with the whole team.
You know, and is that something that you've kind of come to appreciate more too as well? You know, obviously the last few years has been all over the place, you know, Baltimore, Houston, you know, even, you know, if you want to look at it this way, this would be your fourth head coach in the last 3 years, next season, whoever it is, you know, how has that experience of just kind of, you spent the first part of your career in New Orleans, and then you got to see what life was like in other locker rooms and in other rosters. And then you're kind of back here now, you know, has that kind of helped just give some perspective on the NFL experience that you might not have had before?
Yeah, man. You just go to different places and different locker rooms. Baltimore is a tremendous organization, one of the tops in the league, just like the Saints. Locker room was great, man. And then you go to Houston, man. I'm thankful that the Houston gave me a chance to believe in me, sign me, you know what I mean? And gave me a chance, opportunity to play ball, man. I'm thankful for them. Thankful for them being honest with me and transparent with me when the Saints called and inquired about me. So I'm just to be able to go through the business and learn the business, learn different places, different locker rooms, different cities. That's something I appreciate. And I'm thankful for that opportunity, man. To be able to go to some different places and experience the business and experience different places, different organizations, different front offices, different coaching staffs, different facilities, like all of that stuff, man. I don't take it for granted. I'm thankful for that opportunity. And, but yeah, man, it's just great, man. NFL is a great place. It's a great opportunity. I'm just thankful that I'm able to play this game that I love, this game that God has blessed me with the ability to have, to be able to provide for my family. And, I'm just thankful, man. It's been a crazy last few years. But I feel better than ever, man. I feel strong. I feel fast. I feel healthy. And I'm just going to keep going, keep pushing. Feel like I've some of my best football still ahead of me. Still got a lot of football here in my future. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. I mean, does it ever kind of just dawn on you that how rare it is for a running back to even play 12 seasons in the NFL? Like, it's, you know, I look around, I'm trying to think of players who, you know, Frank Gore comes to mind, of a guy who just played forever and really played at a high level. It wasn't, you know, just latching onto rosters. He was putting up numbers in those seasons. You know, when do you kind of step back and be like, wow, this is kind of incredible what I've been able to do in terms of longevity and just being available?
I just kind of think about it when people mention it, because I'm so I'm so locked in and focused on this season and preparing myself mentally, physically, emotionally to be the best version of myself for this season. So I can go run for a lot of yards, so I can go get a lot of touchdowns, so I can go catch a lot of passes, so I can make blocks to help my quarterback throw passes and touchdowns. And just being the best version of myself, being a complete running back, that I'm so focused and consumed in that, that I don't really take a step back to be like, oh yeah, I've done this, or my career's been this long. And even though that I hear it and I know it and I think about it, but I still feel like I have so much more to do and so much more to accomplish. I'm trying to win a Super Bowl, trying to run for a lot more yards, a lot more touchdowns, be one of the best running backs to ever play this game. When you mention running backs, I want to be mentioned in those top tier guys that have one of the best ones to ever carry the rock. You know what I mean? And that's what everybody should aspire to be. And that's what has always driven me throughout my career, is to be the best. And I still drive. That's still the driving factor in my heart and in my body. You know what I mean? So I want to be the best. I want to be a champion, still searching for that Lombardi trophy. And I'm just trying to do the best I can to prepare myself to be the best I can be for my team so I can attain those goals.
Gotcha. Now, one more and then I'll let you go. I know you're a busy guy. I know going into, you know, the Saints run, you know, when you arrived, the roster table was kind of packed. There weren't a lot of numbers available. You ended up with 14 with kind of reverse of 41. Is that the number you're going to stick with, or is it going to be a roster hunting off season, or a jersey number hunting off season for you?
I've been thinking about it. I'm like, man, I'd have had so many numbers. It's like, what would be the difference if I got another number? Like, you know what I mean? Like, so I got the equipment staff keeping me abreast on what numbers come available, and I'll make a choice, man. So we'll see. We'll see. I'm like, should I keep 14? It's kind of cool. Like, it's all right. You know what I mean? I've kind of grown to like it a little bit. Not love it. I've grown to like it a little bit. So we'll see, man. We'll see. Right now, I'm still 14. But as rosters and numbers kind of open up, we'll see. We'll see. I might choose another one.
Gotcha. Well, I mean, that's all I had. I appreciate you taking the time. It's been fun.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.